I always joke when I read the gospel passage like this one where Jesus gives the homily afterwards. I'm like, okay, so I'm done, right? Jesus gave it. I'm out of here. I think it's important for us, my brothers and sisters. So often I think we spend so much time trying to figure out the soil and which type of soil we are, that we miss some of the very fundamental parts of this parable. The seed, the Word of God, is pretty spectacular. And no matter where it is sown, everything of its ability and capacity is possessed within the seed. It has all potential there to grow 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Everything is there. It is looking for the environment that will welcome it and nourish it. It is not the soil that produces the fruit, it is the seed. But the soil is the environment in which the seed flourishes or not. Another thing to understand is the one who sows. The generosity with which he sows. Especially at Jesus' time, seed had an incredible value, and to willy-nilly be throwing it everywhere, to be throwing it onto the path, to be throwing it amongst the thorns, to be throwing it into rocky soil, this is not prudent nor wise. No, it is not. It is incredibly generous. And we see the desire of the sower is for fruit to be born forth. And so risks throwing it where it may not be sufficiently nourished in order to come to fruition. But that doesn't stop the sower. He is generous of heart. He gives and he gives. So don't read this parable as a one-time thing, identifying what soil I am and then saying, oh, did I miss my opportunity? It seems to me that the sowing of the seed is something that happens often. The generosity of the sower always presenting his word. Always presenting his word, which possesses within it power and potency. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are intended to be the soil in this parable. But that means that we are made for God. Something we forget when we're trying to figure out if we got rocks or thorns, or if we're hardened of heart, or if we are have depth and richness. We forget the fundamental truth that is spoken. You are made for God. He is made for you. He desires to be with you in your presence. The whole first long reading, David is desiring to create a dwelling place where God would be with him forever, made of stone, not as a tent, but this desire that David possesses to have God dwell with him. It is a desire we all possess. And congratulations. By your nature, by your created capacity, you have the ability to receive God's word. To receive his word with all of its power, with all of its potential to yourself. I think it would be a whole other homily to start talking about the soil now, so I will refrain. But just know, just look at it and recognize, hopefully you know enough. You've planted a seed of some kind in your life and you recognize that it's not great to throw it out there on the black asphalt. doesn't make sense. Or up in the rubberized playground where there's a mat underneath that wouldn't allow roots to grow through. Or to throw it up into the woods where it is choked by everything else. Jesus is speaking fundamentally. And I think the invitation for us is to be docile to the Spirit, humble of heart, recognizing wherever we are that we need God's help to prepare our soil to receive Him. To not just have a cursory hearing of Him, but allow that word to enter deep. To recognize when we have cares and worries and anxieties and recognize that they are there. And chop them down, throw them in the compost pile so that we can create deeper soil on which to receive the word. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, recognize that in living out life, you, like a path, will be stepped on over and over and over by others. A refusal to forgive, a refusal to offer mercy or compassion for the ways in which we have been hurt, can also prevent our hearts from receiving what we truly long for, this gift of God's word. Notice we're not supposed to be worried about the producing of the fruit. That is all there within the seed. We are supposed to be out preparing the place for the seed to take root. If we do that, my brothers and sisters, we do our part. God will do His part. We need simply to prepare the place to welcome Him with depth, with trust, and with love. Amen.